Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail,
good morning. So, I can't believe it. It's actually here. The preseason begins this Thursday. You've got the Baltimore Ravens facing off against the Washington Redskins. Of course, you'll be able to hear it live on WMAL, where we'll carry every single game this season, including this one, on Thursday night at M&T Bank Stadium, and that starts at 7:30. So that's the Battle of the Beltway is how we're going to get started, and I'm very grateful that we have Trevor Maddich with us, WMAL Redskins analyst, to discuss what should be a good first game, despite the fact that the Ravens appear to be one of the most already savage team by injuries going into this preseason.
Yeah, they really are. The Ravens have had a really tough time of it, including with their quarterback, Joe Flacco. And so there's been all kinds of issues they have to deal with. The Redskins are dealing with issues of their own, but really it's been a quiet training camp for the Redskins. It's been professional. It's been focused on football. And after an offseason that's been so tumultuous and so focused on the Kirk Cousins non-signing to a long-term contract, I think it's such a breath of fresh air to have a training camp that's focused on the right things.
Well, it hasn't been all quiet. You had Bashaud Breeland, who got into a shoving match with Terrell Pryor. I think that was yesterday morning.
Right.
So there's some funny statements coming out from the team about that, trying to explain his behavior away. What's going on there with Bashaud?
Well, Bashaud is in a contract year. He's a cornerback, and so he covers those big wide receivers. And he's been struggling a bit. Everybody's been struggling with Terrell Pryor. He's been phenomenal here in his first training camp as a Redskin. But because he's in a contract year, I think that Bashaud is overly sensitive to certain things, what people write about him, what happens in practice every day. And the thing he's got to watch for is to not let those emotions dictate his behavior. Yesterday morning, they were in a walkthrough. They weren't in full pads. It was a walkthrough. And he got into a shoving match with Terrell Pryor in the end zone, to the point to where the head coach, Jay Gruden, finally said, "Get me another corner." And he kicked Breeland off the field for fighting or for scuffling in a walk through. Now, I get it that people are competitive, but at the same time, that's another data point that the Redskins have about Breeland as to whether or not they can trust his emotions when the heat is on.
Jay Gruden said, quote, "He's doing good. He's such a competitive guy. He gets in trouble sometimes. He's so overly competitive, but for the most part, I like what he's doing, man."
Yeah, well, that's Jay Gruden taking the high road. But I think Breeland really needs to focus on football. Part of the problem is there was an article that he didn't like on Comcast Mid-Atlantic that was critical of him, and I think that was one of the things that kind of set him off this time around. What he needs to do is what most people need to do. Just get off of Twitter, don't read anything, go play football. That's the one thing that he controls.
I was going to ask you about the preseason standings in the NFC East.
There you go.
And where do the Redskins come in here?
You know, it's hard to say, but a lot of people are picking them to finish last in the
NFC
East.
Yeah,
I didn't want to bring that up.
That's why I was just going to let you bring that up. I didn't want to sound like Debbie Downer here.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I'll be Debbie Downer then. A lot of people are picking the Redskins last, and I don't see it. I think the Redskins, they're looking like they could be better this year than they were last year on both sides of the ball. Even though their top two receivers from last year are gone to free agency, the guys that they brought in, if they can stay healthy, and one of those guys, Josh Doctson, who came in last year, missed all of last year with an injury, he's been great in camp, and now he's kind of hobbled with a hamstring. But, I mean, offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, the Redskins look to me like a better football team than they were last year, and I don't see them taking a step back.
Well, even being slightly better than they were last year means they make a playoff berth. I mean, remember the situation we were in. Win and they're in their final game. They're playing the Giants. Right. They lose to a Giants team who had nothing to play for, who are already a lock for the playoffs. If they get to the point where they can win that game, they're in the playoffs and they're competing.
Right. And the way it looks now, I think the Eagles won't be ready yet. I think Dallas will take a step back, actually. And I think the Giants have gotten better, but so have the Redskins. And I think the division will come down to those two.
We're also fascinated with Bob Morley's son, Nico.
Yep.
Yeah. Being on the team. We're totally fascinated with the whole thing. Is he going to last? He's little, right? He's like 5'8".
Yeah, but you know, he's out there throwing his body around. And sometimes it's to his benefit and sometimes it's not. But he's in there competing and, you know, sometimes not. Samaje Perine, fourth round draft choice running back. About 5'11", 235 pounds. He is a runaway dump truck. And a couple days ago in practice, Perine hit the line between the tackles off right tackle and ran smack into Nico Marley. And Nico was all arms and legs flying everywhere as he just was just rejected out of there by this runaway dump truck, Samaje Perine. But the thing is, he was there. He threw his body in there against a running back that is a big, powerful guy, and so I respect his competitive spirit.
Yeah, but is this just the Rudy thing where we're just like, hey, way to go, man! You're really hustling out there.
No, listen, he's not the powerful run stuffer, but he's a good athlete, and he'll make his mark on special teams.
And I misspoke; it's his grandson.
That's
not
right.
His son.
Right. Yeah. So let me ask. I want to ask. You know, Kirk Cousins. We've talked a lot about him and his contract situation and whether or not he was going to be. You know, what he's going to do this season now. Now that he's all settled on the money,
right.
How has he looked in training camp?
You know, he's looked like a leader. Cousins is not practicing like a player on a one-year deal, which is really what's going on with him. Cousins is practicing like a team leader who's trying not just to get better himself, but to make the players around him better. For example, you'll see him make throws deep down the field that he probably wouldn't make in a game because there's tight coverage. But he wants to see how that receiver will go up and catch that ball. He wants to see what he can do and what he can't do. And sometimes it looks like a bad interception. But Cousins is trying to learn his teammates and to give them chances to show what they can do.
Now, there's a game this week?
There is a game. It's on Thursday night.
That's right.
That's right. And it's against the Baltimore Ravens.
And how do you assess this? I mean, these games, obviously, you know, the only time you're going to see the starters in any preseason game is really out the gate. And then beyond that, it's really the team sort of feeling their way around. That we're not looking for specifically a victory for either team, right?
No.
This is just a chance to demo their skills.
Right. Coaches generally have game plans that are very, very simple in these kinds of preseason games because they don't want to give their players too much of an advantage from a scheme standpoint. They want to put them out there on an island and see what they can do just themselves. Now, when you get into the regular season, the coaches will put them in the best position to win. Right now, the coaches want to put them in a position to compete. And that means sometimes they put them in a bad position, but they want to see how they respond.
Have you been down at training camp this week?
I have.
Okay, good. When we come back, I want to ask you what it's like down there, sort of what the feeling is, and what it's like just to attend a training camp. You can give us all those details in a moment. All right, so as I said, we've got a preseason football game coming up, 7:30 on Thursday, live on WMAL. You can hear every Redskins game here, and you can often hear Trevor Maddich, the WMAL Redskins analyst. And Trevor, I was asking you about training camp, just the experience of being there. What's the energy like this week as you're watching these guys get going?
It is calm and it is professional. And that's the way it's been for the last couple of years that Kirk Cousins has been the quarterback. It's been amazing. Nothing against a former quarterback. I don't want to say his name to embarrass him, but his initials are RG3. And the feel at training camp was of a circus. And I don't mean a circus with the fans around practice. I mean on the field, it felt like a circus. And with Cousins there, it feels very focused and very specific. When the Patriots came down a couple of years ago to practice against the Redskins in training camp.
Yeah.
The way Tom Brady ran his operation in practice was astonishing. It was so tight. It was so focused. And Cousins is not Brady, but he has a similar intensity in the way that he expects practice to run, and it's bleeding out to the rest of the team.
Do you get the sense the team respects Kirk Cousins?
I think they respect him tremendously, and the reason is they know they're getting Cousins' very best every time for the benefit of the team. And that's important because, you know, a guy that's playing on a one-year contract, you could expect maybe would do things to kind of draw attention to himself so that he can increase his value. So far in practice, Cousins is not doing that, and the team is looking at him saying, yeah, that's a guy that's playing for us, not for him.
You mentioned that you expect the Redskins will get better this year. Where do you see them getting better?
I see them getting better in two places that are critical. The first one is scoring touchdowns in the red zone. Last year, their offense was very good. They could move the ball in between the 20s at will. But when they got near the end zone, they bogged down too often and had to settle for field goals. Well, that's 3 points instead of seven. And that cost them a couple of games. Well, this year they've done two things that I think will help them in the red zone. One is they brought in some very tall wide receivers. One is Terrell Pryor. Pryor's so big on the field, he looks like the Persian king from the movie 300, just towering over everybody. And he plays that way. I mean, he gets that onto the field. The other thing is Samaje Perine, their fourth-round draft choice running back. When he hits the hole, man, he's got it's like a runaway dump truck. And that is something that is critical for the Redskins to be able to get the tough yards down near the goal line. And then the big receivers, you can throw the ball up high. They can jump up and catch it. Last year, the Redskins' average height for receivers was under 6 feet. All of a sudden now, they've got guys that are 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", 6'6".
Right. And that's essential if you're going to dump it in the back of the end zone. You need a guy who can go up for it and win those contests.
Absolutely. And then the other thing is on the other side of the ball. When you score more points, if you're able to punch it into the end zone down in the red zone, then the other quarterback has to throw more to catch up. And Junior Gallette, who's a linebacker that was injured the last 2 years, appears to be healthy now. He is the fastest twitch pass rushing linebacker on this team, and it's not even close. Now, he's not fully ready for full football yet, but you can see his speed. So I think they get better because they will score more points when they get close to the end zone by scoring touchdowns instead of kicking field goals.
Yeah.
That puts the other quarterback in a position to have to catch up. That exposes that other quarterback to guys like Junior Gallette on the pass rush, and a lot of dominoes begin to fall in the Redskins' favor.
You know, you mentioned Samaje Perine, and you've got running backs. I always think that talent in the NFL is not only defined by your ability to have burst speed coming through the hole, but also yards after contact. The kind of guys who can literally run into a defender and then bounce off them and keep going. And are we seeing that in the Redskins running back core right now?
Well, we're seeing that Rob Kelly, who's the starter, is good at that. Samaje Perine appears to be great at that. One thing I want to watch for in this game, though, is for him to make a quick decision and then hit the hole hard. He's still dancing too much, trying to see what's happening in front of him.
East and west. Go north and south,
works
brother.
In college, but, yeah. But when he puts his foot in the ground and goes, he'll knock people flying in there, and that's a critical thing, and it's fun to watch. Now, there's another running back there. Again, I don't want to embarrass him, but his initials are Matt Jones, who's the biggest running back they have. And I kept on watching him in practice hit the line in the red zone, where you need to be tough. He would take the handoff, he'd hit the line between the tackles inside, and if you had your eyes closed and just listened, you would not know that a football play was being run. Where Perine, when he hits it in there, you hear the collision, you hear the breath being knocked out of defenders. You hear the difference.
So you're saying he was going that Matt Jones was going half speed in training camp? Is that the idea?
I think that's full speed for Matt Jones and half speed for most other people.
Wow.
Now, the reason I say it that way, it sounds mean, but when I look at Matt Jones, I don't see a guy that, like Kirk Cousins, like so many others on that team, are giving everything they've got. I don't see that, and so I'm critical of that.
All right, first preseason game this Thursday, 7:30, live right here on WMAL. Where are you going to be posted up?
I will be posted up at Comcast Sportsnet with Chick Hernandez and Brian Mitchell. We have pregame show before, an hour before, and then postgame show an hour after.
Right. In the meantime, right in the middle, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.